This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. Whenever I start a new website project, I may not know about what content's going to be included, how the images are going to be laid out, or indeed the final number of pages. However, there is one thing that is sure to help, and that is a sitemap. And today's episode is all about that very topic, sitemaps. Before I tell you why I think it's a great idea, let's be clear on something. The word sitemap does refer to a couple of distinct things. They are related, but let me tell you about the first one. It's a file that you can add to your website for the purposes of letting Google and other search engines discover what your website is all about. Not all websites need one of them. In fact, small websites and those that have great internal linking within the website probably don't need one. But for most of this episode, I am going to focus on the other type of sitemap. You know, the one that helps everyone involved in a website project visualize what the website's going to include and how it all links together. But of course, I will bring it back to the technical one, you know, the file, as you know what, it is worth me telling you about it a bit, just in case you hear it being muttered by your web designer, and they might well do at some point. At least you'll be able to nod and smile with a little bit of smugness because, well, you already know a little bit about sitemap files. So right from the get-go, my focus when taking on new website project is always what is the end goal of the website? Now, I ask a lot of questions, including things like, what do you want people to do when they get to your site? What do you want them to do when they're on your site? Do you want them to buy something, contact you, book an appointment, or just browse? Now, this is when I might scare people. I do try not to, but I love a good Q&A. Suddenly, I'm asking the client to think about their website as actually having a purpose and not, well, just because their competitor has one or everyone has a website, so we thought they'll just get one. And you know what? That can be quite a in-your-face lightning bolt moment that this website has a purpose. By putting together a sitemap, we can clarify the website's purpose and ensure that every page and every piece of content has a reason for being there. I'm sure we can all think of websites that are difficult to use or where you can't find the information you need as you dig through layers of irrelevant content and clicking numerous buttons, going around in circles. Well, that seriously drives me round the bend. And if using a website gives you a poor experience, well, why would you go back? Now, a sitemap is essentially a flowchart of pages from the homepage to the navigation menu, and then any submenu items. This flow of content links to the goal setting, okay? To use a fancy schmancy marketing concept of conversion funnels, it helps you get your funnel super streamlined and increases the potential number of customers who do what you want in as few steps as possible. Every button and link click is another possible move towards hitting the cross in the top corner where they say bye-bye. Even if you aren't building your website for profit and have, say, a personal blog, wouldn't it be nice if people stayed a little longer to read your latest blog post? Yep, pretty sure it's a yes from you and a yes from me. Now, another advantage of a sitemap is to confirm what assets you are going to need for each page. And by assets, I mean images, videos, written content, etc., etc. It's so helpful for everyone to know who needs to do what and when. This can even help you identify any duplicate content. I often talk to people who plunge straight into building their website to find that their about page is actually a replica of their history of the business page. They may only find this out when they come to update one of those pages and the other then just becomes outdated and useless, and it may cause confusion for your website visitors. Not good. Okay, I'm going to bring it back to the techie type of sitemap, and it's the file sitemap, or the one to do with SEO. Now, as much of the world of search engine optimization can be a tad confusing and feel like one cliched marketing word after the next, well, it's vital in helping people find you and your business. I'm not sure what the current stats are about search engine usage, but I can bet you many, many Vegas dollar bills that if people are looking for what you offer or sell and they haven't been given a direct referral to you, well, they're going to use a search engine. A sitemap informs search engines about pages on a website that are available for crawling. And by crawling, the bots aren't in baby-like positions. I'm referring to the process of finding new or updated pages to add to Google, of course. It lists all the links from the website, including info such as when it was last updated, how it links to other places in the website, and even how often it changes. Now, a sitemap can be a simple text file, but the best practice is to add a sitemap to your website in XML format. Are you ready for a breakdown of an acronym?
XML stands for Extensible Markup Language.
It's used for structured information. The search engine bot essentially indexes each page as it follows the path around your website, follows the user journey, if you like. And if the sitemap wasn't available, if that file wasn't there, well, it's not going to find its way around very easily. This can have a detrimental effect on your search engine rankings and in turn may affect your organic traffic, i.e., well, no one can find your business as it's so far down the rankings and people have given up. And as much as we don't like to admit it, people rarely make it past the first few pages of Google on their quest to find something. So these rankings are pretty important. Building a website, in my opinion, is very much like getting in the kitchen and putting together a masterpiece meal. You can't make that meal until you've thought about what you want to eat. Pasta, baked potato, salad, steak or chips. Well, what is your goal of that meal? And of course, you can't make the meal without thinking about the ingredients. Food-related metaphors aside, a sitemap will help. And if your web designer only mentions the XML type, the fancy little file for SEO, it may just be that they have a different way of planning to make you a tasty meal. And fair enough, everyone has their own style. Or it could just be that they like to get out all the pots and pans in the kitchen and pull out all the food from their cupboards and see what you end up with. Now, I know what I'd prefer. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.